The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A Cork pub owner thought it was a late April Fool's by all accounts when he saw the proposed Lewis line. We talked about it yesterday on this show, the so-called Clueless, and he realised that line was going through his pub. Henry McKean has been to Cork to talk to locals and publicans about this €2 billion infrastructure project. So Henry, at least one man, this publican, caught off guard.
Oh, completely. And hello, good evening from a sunny Cork. I understand it's raining there. But for this
Sorry,
publican,
is it sunny?
Definitely.
Henry, there was snow. There was snow on the hills around Carlow on my way to work.
Excuse me? Snow
there
in
was
Carlow?
Snow. Duckretcha, Henry. There was snow on the hills.
Well, it's beautiful down here, but not for this publican. He's totally caught off guard. He had no idea. As you said, his mates were texting him going, you do know they plan to demolish your pub. He had no clue, none at all. I did get to visit Ballintemple, and I walked through the front door where the Lewis or the Clueless track is going to be going through, and then the actual track continues through the bar. Maybe they could actually build the pub around it. That would be great. But anyway, here is the owner, and this is how he found out the pub, the bar, could be bulldozed.
Hi, I'm Con Dennehy of the venue bar Ballintemple in Cork.
So, Con, we're here in the venue bar. This is a landmark bar. What's better, the Beamish or the Guinness?
They're all very good here, Henry, I can tell you. All very good.
So in front of us, we've got the Lewis Cork public document. When did you find out that your pub, your very well-known pub, could be demolished?
I found out about lunchtime on Monday. A friend of mine texted me, WhatsApped me a screenshot of the official document, which I knew nothing about. I knew the thing was being launched through the news and all of that, but I mean, certainly didn't realise that it was going to affect us in this fundamental way. I thought it was a real April Fool's joke gone horribly wrong, you know. And he texted me, as I said, the page, the relevant page, that where it said we were going to be CPO'd and demolished.
And when you found out, and we actually have a map here of it, so it takes away some of the gardens and your pub is gone. When you found out, how did it make you feel?
Geez, we were in shock, the two of us, my partner and I. We were in absolute shock. Because, you know, when we came down and saw the official thing then in the post, and other people contacted us in the meantime to say that this was actually true, and we were in total shock since, in actual fact.
And how many years have you had this pub?
We're here going on 11 years now. Even though I grew up in the business myself all my life, but we're here just about 11 years.
And you're now in your 70s.
Yeah.
What does it mean for the future of this pub, of the venue bar here in Cork?
Well, according to this, there isn't a future for it. You know, there's an immediate future, but there don't seem to be an actual future.
Are you cross with the planners for not communicating?
Well, I'm disappointed. I think that, you know, that perhaps they should have contacted us and taken that element of shock out of it. There, you know, I think it wouldn't have been too much to ask.
All right, so that is what they had to say in the venue about the pub being bulldozed to make way for the Lewis. Does Cork need a Lewis, Henry?
Well, this is the thing. And just to say very briefly, Transport Infrastructure Ireland have actually said they have informed affected stakeholders, and they did this at the same time, and that basically Mr. Dennehy wasn't treated any differently to any other stakeholders. So they literally deliberately keep you in the dark. It's kind of what they do, so that way everyone finds out at the same time. That's what they're looking at. That's what they're saying. But you're right. Does Cork actually need a Lewis? The planners, the experts say it does. Cork has a population of 220,000 people, so about the same as Blanchardstown in Dublin. But the county has 550,000 compared to Dublin City, which is 1.5 million. And I'm hearing from locals, if an incident happens in the Jack Lynch Tunnel, the whole city comes to a standstill and they really over-rely on cars. Here are locals on the new Cork Lewis, costing €2 billion.
I think we badly need a Lewis, but it would be a shame to see that pub going as there.
Does Cork need a Lewis?
Definitely, I think we do need it. Yeah.
And what will you call it? What name would you give the Cork
Lewis? It has
Lewis?
To be a Cork. The Rebel Line or something like that.
The Rebel Line.
It's one of our two local pubs. The venue is one. Longboats is the other. It's an icon in the past, and I think Cork really can do well with the Lewis going from Ballincollig down to Mahon Point.
You like your stout. What is the Murphy's like in the venue bar?
The venue is excellent for all beers.
All beers?
I wouldn't be brand specific.
Will you miss it if it goes?
Oh, it would be strange to have it not there.
I probably prefer a bar to a Lewis, to be honest. So,
does Cork need a Lewis?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think so. No, not personally.
What do I think about the Lewis? I think it's an excellent idea. The sooner the better.
Why do you think Cork needs its own Lewis, its own tram system?
Well, any city of reasonable size needs public transport.
So and what's the population? I mean, it's 200,000. Is that big enough for a tram system?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think so, because it should help eliminate cars.
And we can hear the cars. You're on a bicycle.
Absolutely.
There's cars everywhere in Cork.
Absolutely. You know, I fully support it. Absolutely. The sooner the better.
And what's it like cycling around Cork?
Challenging at times.
So a bit hairy.
Yeah, you need your eyes open. Absolutely. You need your eyes open, especially in the city centre.
You're a dub down here working in Cork. Do you think Cork needs a Lewis like Dublin?
Absolutely, 100%.
Why?
Better public transportation would always be great, wouldn't it?
All right, that is what people in Cork had to say. Henry, what about Galway? Because this listener says, I cover the whole country every week. Cork traffic, not that bad at all compared to other areas. Galway, the worst by a mile. Somebody else, Galway needs an elevated monorail, not a street-level Lewis. The concrete pillars could be made off-site and simply planted into position in the middle of Beauharnois Drab. Cars can still use the street-level road. It could be delivered years earlier than the Lewis. And I think that text in from Lyle Landley, the smooth-talking monorail salesman. What about the businesses? There's a little reference there for kids. People our age, Henry, will get that and nobody else.
And the monorail, you're right. I mean, we've got to be careful it doesn't turn into a monorail.
No.
If anyone's seen that Simpsons episode, and there is a risk of that happening. I don't think the monorail is a good idea for Galway, if you ask me.
What about the businesses in Cork? Are they worried about disruption when all this is happening?
Oh, completely. When the Lewis went in 2005, then the Cross City many years later, it's difficult for business because there's huge disruption. It takes years to build these things. Here is Gareth Kendallan, who runs a lovely deli called Basil. I had this amazing sausage roll in there just before we came on air. The Lewis will run right beside his door.
I suppose it's, Henry, a wait and see kind of an issue. Obviously, the setting up, the disruption would obviously be of a concern to us. Obviously, when you look at Dublin, the Lewis has been a huge success, and I dare say it'll be a huge success in Cork as well. But my main concern would be the initial disruption for our business.
Does Cork need a Lewis? Does it need a tram? Is traffic that bad here?
Traffic is definitely becoming an issue, and we're very lucky here in Ballintemple. We don't really have a traffic issue, but even over the last 6, 8, 9 months, it is becoming an issue. And maybe this is the answer. Is it to put into more buses or bus lanes or whatever? I don't know, but it's early days yet. We have to take it as it comes.
You're not worried about perhaps losing your premises? You're more worried about the disruption?
The disruption, I think our neighbours around us, who we get along with very well, obviously it's more of a concern to them because they might lose some of their property. Fortunately, we don't lose our property, but again, it's very tough on some people.
Henry McKean reporting from Cork. Henry, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.